Soul in Purgatory in the book The Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory reveals to us the secret to make our prayer more effective and more fruitful in getting anything we want from God. Don't believe me? There's proof. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. And welcome to all of you in day 12 of this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, to place ourselves more intensely at the service of the souls in purgatory. If you truly love God well, He will refuse you nothing. He will give you whatever you ask. All of these readings are simple, scriptural, and profound. They're all, in fact, in hearing this, I feel like I'm hearing words from Jesus at the Last Supper, that He doesn't want to refuse us anything, that if we ask in the name of Jesus, we will receive whatever we ask for. But what is the condition for us to love God well? Now, it's a little bit complicated because when we love God well, He transforms our heart. In another video that I released, I believe today, how is it that we come to love God well? By first learning and keenly knowing His love for us. That transforms us. Then we love God well. But what happens? We begin asking for the types of things that God will always grant. So that's sort of the key, that you begin, when you begin learning the types of things that God will always grant, you start praying for those things and you start seeing to all of your requests, yes, 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 yes. Often we ask for the wrong things and God lovingly, He knows that it will hurt us. And so He says no, because He does not want to hurt us. And some of the things are confusing. We don't know that it's a bad thing because it might in and of itself be neutral. What's a great example of something that God has granted me because of my love for Him? And I'm not going to say that I love God well, but I'm at least trying to love God well. Well, you're looking at it. This channel is a miracle. How on earth did I get this many subscribers talking about purgatory? It's kind of an obscure Catholic topic, sort of difficult, but here it is. Every subscriber, every person supporting this channel, the channel itself, me having the energy to continue doing this is a miracle from God. How did I not get bored of it, run out of ideas, just give up, or people just say, we don't like this, and just walk away? But look at how God has blessed this, and He's going to continue to. And I always like pointing out to this, the greatest miracle of this channel is the particular family that God has given to me. What's that? Well, it's the nightly rosary that we have. I've always wanted a large family. Well, 300 of us on average pray the rosary every night. That is just amazing. I've never in person, that I can remember right now, pray the rosary, well, maybe at a World Youth Day, but I've never prayed the rosary with 300 people on a nightly basis. It's amazing. And I can't even imagine all of the prayers that are answered there, because as long as at least one of the people there love God well, then God takes that love as the love of all of us, so that our prayers are so much more powerful. So it's a shameless plug for something beautiful, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom or YouTube Live. This YouTube channel is proof that God will give you whatever He wants. So here's my suggestion for what you should start asking for. Ask for the grace to love God well. He wants to give that to you. And then what will happen when you do that? Guess what? You're going to get everything else. You're going to get everything else, whatever it is that you want, that your heart desires. God will give it to you when you ask for the first thing first. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 13.